Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear Sarah Brown talking about her work as a television weather forecaster. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown, and I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago I became the head of the weather department. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department, which has a staff of 11. At 30 years old, I'm the youngest ever head of weather, and the first woman to do the job. Since our news and weather service goes out all round the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer that to doing the show when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time, I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I study data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to learn what I have to say, but fortunately, I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. My husband and I try to have the same free days, but neither of us has a regular pattern of work. He's a pilot on long-distance flights, so although he works hard, he has a lot more time at home than I do. We moved to our present house about a year ago, and he's enjoying painting it. I took up flying as a hobby 5 years ago. I hope to get my pilot's license this year, but because of the job, I haven't been to the flying school for ages. For exercise, I swim and ski, and I like running. I'm really proud of myself for running in the London Marathon. It's a 40-kilometre race and I never thought I could manage it. My husband plays tennis and we sometimes play together, but he's better than me, so I never win. Because I'm on World News, people sometimes recognise me in really distant places. Once, in an Indian village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I get some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. People occasionally even write and ask me to marry them.
Now listen again.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown, and I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago, I became the head of the weather department. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department, which has a staff of 11. At 30 years old, I'm the youngest ever head of weather and the first woman to do the job. Since our news and weather service goes out all round the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer that to doing the show when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I study data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to learn what I have to say. But fortunately, I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. My husband and I try to have the same free days, but neither of us has a regular pattern of work. He's a pilot on long-distance flights, so although he works hard, he has a lot more time at home than I do. We moved to our present house about a year ago, and he's enjoying painting it. I took up flying as a hobby 5 years ago. I hope to get my pilot's license this year, but because of the job, I haven't been to the flying school for ages. For exercise, I swim and ski, and I like running. I'm really proud of myself for running in the London Marathon. It's a 40-kilometre race, and I never thought I could manage it. My husband plays tennis, and we sometimes play together. But he's better than me, so I never win. Because I'm on World News, people sometimes recognise me in really distant places. Once, in an Indian village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I get some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. People occasionally even write and ask me to marry them.
That is the end of part 2.